Today on Real Radio.
Something's going to happen that is going to take away Israel's fear. Remember what the Bible says, that Gog, Ezekiel 38, is going to say to himself, I will go now against Israel, who dwell safely in the land with unwalled villages, and I will take their spoils.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues his timely series that addresses the instability in the Middle East. Now, if you're a student of biblical prophecy at all, you're not even slightly surprised as to what's going on in Israel and around Israel at this time. Jesus himself said that when these things occur, look up, for your redemption is drawing near. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now in a presentation of what Scripture has to say about the instability in the Middle East.
And now you know, verse 6, what is restraining that he may be revealed in his own time, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. That's the Holy Spirit working through the church. He's not going to leave the earth. He's going to step aside. He's going to step aside and look what happens. Verse 8, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. He's going to perform miracles. And with all unrighteous deception among those who are perishing, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. We'll pause right there. Something's going to happen that is going to render Israel completely not only intact, but they're going to look around and they're going to say, we're safe. Friends, right now, Israelis this last week were given, all of them were given gas masks because they expect a Syrian or Iranian chemical attack. They have them right now. They don't feel safe right now. Something's going to happen that is going to take away Israel's fear. Remember what the Bible says, that Gog, Ezekiel 38, is going to say to himself, I will go now against Israel, who dwell safely in the land with unwalled villages, and I will take their spoils. Now that's awesome. Listen, if there's a doubter in the house, think of this. Russia with a coalition, the coalition wants to destroy Israel because of probably their religion. Russia says, I want to go in there, now that I have to go, I want to go in there to get their goods. Have you ever been to Israel? It is a gem in the middle of the armpit of the universe. It is beautiful. Don't let CNN tell you what Israel looks like. I don't know what's with those guys. They're weirdos. CNN's weird. I could take you to Israel. You'd swear we're in Lake Tahoe. It's amazing. And they're providing for Europe. Most of Europe's fruit and vegetables. If you buy flowers in the winter in Europe, you're buying Israeli roses and flowers. Technology? The new Silicon Valley is in Netanya, Israel. You should see, listen, if you go with us on the tour, we're going to go down the Via Maris, it's Mediterranean Coast Highway. Guess what we drive by? Apple, not Apple stores, Apple Computer, Hewlett Packard, Raytheon, IBM, Dell, you name it, in Israel. Did you know that? It's absolutely amazing. Did you know this is, you need to know this. Did you know the barcode is going away? Did you know that? Barcode is going away. You want to know why? Because the Israelis have invented a replacement for the barcode. It's already been in effect for a long time. And it used to be that the tag in the clothes, you know, black market clothing and knockoffs is a real big problem. I don't know if we have any Chinese in the house, but the Chinese are devastating. Like Gucci is going to go broke if they don't stop the Chinese from doing knockoffs. Did you know that? China copies something. There's an Apple store in Hong Kong, and it's not even an Apple store. It's fake. Did you know that? So Israel has invented the smallest transmitter chip in the world, and it's woven into the fabric of clothing. And they can tell where it was made, what dye lot it was grouped in, what fabrics, where, what factory, and it's in clothes. In fact, it was first developed by the Israeli Mossad, because what they would do is that they would capture terrorists, and they would put it in their clothing. And it's a quarter of the size of a grain of sand. And they would even put it in terrorist food, and they would eat it. And then they would turn them loose and watch them from space as they go back to their hideout. It's absolutely awesome. It's part of the whole super secret crazy thing. And now they've had it for so long that now it's being used in production of materials because people are getting ripped off. People are doing knockoff Adidas clothes and knockoff. And so now this is and it's going to replace the barcode. It's very clever, very great. Israel, they now have the largest natural gas discovery ever. And we won't even talk about Israeli petroleum, because Israel will not admit that they have found oil. So whatever's going on, Israel's enemies are going to be destabilized. Israel's going to come out on top. It may be that at that time, after Isaiah 17, when Israel feels somewhat safe now, it could be that very prosperity of Israel is attractive to that enemy coalition. It's possible. But I find it extremely interesting that Syria is not in the coalition that comes against Israel, because I think Damascus will cease to exist. The next thing is this regarding, we learned a little bit about it on Sunday, is Islam. Islam has severe internal issues that Muslims just now are starting to hear about regarding the disqualification of the Quran and its fabrication. And so, as I said earlier, we need to be ready and equipped to witness and to love on those who have fallen for those doctrines. The next thing is, and we'll leave it at this, I think, tonight for now, and then we'll kind of open things up. The issue right now, if you're watching the news, a year ago, as I mentioned, Barack Obama said, if Syria ever did this, they'll cross the red line and we will deal with them severely. And nothing's happened. And right now, Congress is discussing, what do we do? Up until a few days ago, Barack Obama said, we're going to go ahead and do this. We're going to do it. Without congressional approval, we're going to do it. Now, frankly, I think technically, the camps divide on this. Technically, he doesn't have to get congressional approval on what he wants to do regarding this. Because he's not going to put boots on the ground, he said. We'll just fly over for, I think, 72 hours. Was that the deal? Wasn't it 3 days? 72 hours? And just bomb the daylights out of Damascus. Well, that's what he said. But ladies and gentlemen, you can't do that. You just can't do that. And he will not do that. He won't do it. He got himself in a pickle. A year ago, he said, you better not cross this line or we'll come get you. And now, it's easy to talk. It's another thing to do. And now the Islamic world is saying, bring it. And so when he saw that the Islamic world is saying, okay, bring it, Russia said, Syria is one of our friends. We're not letting anything happen to them. So in this epiphany this weekend, Barack Obama said, I'll consult Congress on it. And here's where we're at tonight. Some people in Congress are saying, let's do this. We've got to back up the president's word because we'll look weak if we don't. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't ever do stuff like that to back up somebody's word. Right now, the United States is in the place of saving face. It's too late for that. It's too late for that. We've already lost face. The influence of the United States in the Middle East died last week. It's over for us in the Middle East. Over. And when your sole ally in the Middle East says, you know what, thank you for all your years of support, you've been great, but it's clear that you're not with us any longer. That was Israel's announcement to Barack Obama's administration last Thursday. We're thankful for all the help you've given us over these last 60 plus years. You've been fantastic. God bless you guys, but it's clear you're not with us anymore. The Bible says in the last days, all nations will be against Israel. Israel knows that they're alone, and Israel's enemies know that America will not defend Israel any longer. That's okay. Believe me, they do not need our support. They don't need our support. They can take care of themselves just fine. So what in the world is going on? If the United States goes after Syria to punish them for their chemical weapon attacks on their own citizens, the civil war, the devastation that will take place to the United States, in fact, you news junkies, on a smaller scale, this is exact same thing happened a week and a half ago. David Cameron of England, Prime Minister, said, the British will respond with full power to stop this horrible act of chemical weapon use. And then he went to Parliament to get their approval. Did you know what happened? And Parliament said, sit down. We're not doing anything like that. You want to know why? You're not being told why. I know people. The internal citizens within England that are Muslims sent a clear message. You attack Syria, we'll overthrow London with street violence. And do you remember a few years ago what the young youth did in France, burning cars? They said, you attack Syria, you're attacking our brothers. We'll bring London down. And by the way, there's 1 million Muslims in London. In London, 1 million. They can do it like that. Parliament said, whoa. Listen, Mossad has been warning the United States, you guys do a misstep in the Middle East and your internal Islamic population will come unleashed on your streets. This is known. So, the U.S. response to Syria? It's going to cost us. Big time. Should we respond? I believe the United States should not respond. I believe the Arab League should respond. The Arab League. Do you know anything about the Arab League? They're supposed to govern themselves. They have an agreement together. They should deal with the situation. Why? You say, why? Jack, I'm surprised at you. Why? Why? Don't you think that we should stop this man from gassing his people? It's a horrible. Look, this is civil war. It's terrible. Yeah, but there's 10% Christians. I understand that. This is terrible. But listen, the Bible tells you never go grab a dog by its ears. Do you know what happens if you grab a dog by its ears? Listen, first of all, when you grab a dog by its ears, its face is facing your face. They got more teeth than you do. Bible says you grab a dog by the ears, you're going to get bit. You don't insert yourself to back up somebody's words in something we have no business getting involved in. And this is the very thing. Israeli intelligence has been warning the United States, it's a trap. You guys, it's a trap. Listen, you'll hear this here first. If something happens, if we go for it, while you're watching CNN and Fox and BBC and all that stuff, get another TV set that's pointed in the direction of North Korea. Watch. It's a trap. And we're running right. Ego is taking us right into it. And I'll end with this. Why? Why? Listen, God will not bless anymore our military efforts. By the way, let's get technical here. The last war the United States won, can someone tell me when it was? Anybody? The last war the United States won was World War II. Did you know that? America has turned its back on God. Just like the Jews of ancient times who God said, you walk with me and I'll take care of you. You walk away from me and you're on your own. Stay close. That's the nature of God. No nation in the history of man has been blessed by God like America. And we have told him to get out of our business. And you know what? He has. That explains why we have legislators who are insane in Sacramento and in other places. It explains why people dump bodies along the road or throw babies away in dumpsters. It explains why good is evil and evil is good. It explains why people are radically offended at the news tonight that we must remove "In God We Trust" from our currency and from the Pledge of Allegiance. That's the news tonight in America. One of my family members tonight asked me, what do you think about that? Taking God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. I said, I'm all for it. What? Let's get him out. Let's take it out. Well, what about the coins? Let's take it off. It's a big fat lie. In God we trust. Are you kidding me? No, listen, if somebody asked me, what do you think about this? Do you think we should fight this in God we trust, removing it from the coins? No, it's accurate. We do not trust in God as a nation. We've insulted him. We have turned our back on him. We've mocked him. We've taken his law and thrown it out of our courts. We are killing children, babies in the womb. Should be the safest place on the planet is the womb. And what? We mount up in our planes and helicopters and our aircraft carriers and go to war as some righteous, what? We have told God, get out of our business. And we go to war. He's not going with us. We didn't want him anywhere else with us. Why should he go with us to battle? If you were reading the Old Testament and Joshua would head out with the chariots and everything else, God would be the one saying, when they come back at the end of the day, having been whipped, and Joshua's crying out to God saying, what in the world happened? What did you do? God would say, I didn't do anything. I just stayed here in the camp. You're not talking to me. You don't want me. I didn't go with you. You don't want me to be with you. Christianity's not allowed to be any more discussed in our U.S. military? But we're having seminars on Islam and you've got to go to sensitive training for Islam in the military? But you can't mention Christianity? He's done. He's done. Look, we have 5 minutes. How's that? You guys want to ask something or whatever? Yes.
When you were mentioning about London and the reason why Parliament would not vote What is that telling the Islam?
Yeah, she's saying, when England backed it down recently, when Parliament backed down from the fear of internal strife generating from Islam, what kind of message are you sending to Islam? That they're totally in power. But I got to tell you, here's the encouraging thing. If you listen to J. Smith, their days are numbered. Remember, you guys, the Bible is the only thing in the world that's true. So we need to be ready to love on them. Yes?
So we be ready to leave them?
You mean up?
Yeah.
You should be ready to go up any day, dude. Anytime. Hey, it could be tonight. It could be 10 years from now. It doesn't matter. We're supposed to be ready constantly, man. I love that.
Will the temple that's there on the mount be destroyed?
He's asking when the temple that's going to be built during the tribulation period or leading up to the tribulation period, the Bible makes it very clear that temple's going to come down and Jesus in the millennium is going to erect his own temple. This temple that's coming is not going to be... It won't last long.
How about the Islam temple that's next?
Oh, the Dome of the Rock?
Yeah.
That doesn't have to go anywhere. Read the book of Revelation, read the book of Ezekiel. During that tribulation period, God says that there's going to be a wall erected between the temple and the place of blasphemy, the place that is blasphemed because it's desecrated. Why would God say there's a location on the Temple Mount that's desecrated? It's amazing word because it's singular. It's not blasphemies. It's because of its blasphemy. Why? Because the Dome of the Rock Mosque says that God does not have a sun on it in Arabic. And to God, that is the worst thing you can say to the God of the Bible is that he doesn't have a sun.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. Here on Real Radio, in a lesson called Instability in the Middle East, we'll have more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Instability in the Middle East is exactly what Pastor Jack contributed to our recent Awaken Prophecy Month series, which also included J. Smith, Mark Hitchcock, and Charlie Campbell. Now, we're offering this entire conference, including what you just heard by Pastor Jack, all on one USB drive. In fact, you'll get both the MP3 files and the MP4 video files. You're going to like that. So again, the entire Awaken Prophecy Month series with J. Smith, Mark Hitchcock, Charlie Campbell, and Jack Hibbs, all on one USB drive. I got to tell you, I actually sat in for most of this conference. You're going to love this USB drive with all this fabulous teaching. And that includes all the MP3s, as well as the MP4 video files for your computer or your mobile device. All we ask for is your contribution of any amount to the ongoing broadcast outreach of Real Radio. If you'd like to learn more, visit us at realradioactive.org and then click on the button right there in the middle of the page that says Special Offer. Meanwhile, Pastor Jack is here to tell us about something exciting happening here in Southern California.
Well, Davey, that's exactly right. We have an amazing opportunity right here at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills this coming weekend to host Dr. John Lennox. Dr. John Lennox is professor of mathematics at Oxford University in England and a profound believer. Some of you have taken the time to go to YouTube, for example, and look at his great debates that he's had with Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens and other notable atheists. But I tell you what, if you've ever heard Dr. John Lennox defend the faith, it is awesome. So we're inviting everyone to come on out to Calvary Chapel Chino Hills and attend our two services for this special time with Dr. Lennox, 9:30 and 11:45. We'd love to have you out, especially those of you who know atheists or unbelievers, perhaps somebody you might know is an intellect or they consider themselves to be. This is a tremendous man of science with a profound love for God, and I think you're going to really enjoy it.
Okay, thanks, Pastor Jack. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. Our telephone number here at Real Radio, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.